Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, one of the most dramatic quarterback situations we have in the NFL. No, not Cleveland Browns, although that's pretty juicy. Atlanta Falcons. It got ugly between Kirk Cousins and the Falcons. Meanwhile, their mandatory minicamp opens today. Perloff, good morning. Cousins going to be there. He's going to be a backup, but I don't think anyone believes that he's long for Atlanta, no?
Well, yeah, I don't know, because Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, said the trade market has totally dried up. So where's it going to go? You're waiting on an injury. Why would anyone pay for Kirk Cousins now? Everybody's got a starter, except for sort of Cleveland, which doesn't want another old guy in the building. So I'm not sure I see any other alternative. He's going to be in Atlanta. He's going to be there today, right? Will he take reps is a question. Will they put him out on the field? I say if he takes reps, he's the backup quarterback.
I would not if I were him. I mean, you're coming off the Achilles, plus he had another injury that he didn't tell anybody about, and that led to some tension at the end of last year. And so if you are going to hold out any hope that you could actually trade him for a team that maybe gets quarterback gets hurt and you need to offload him, you can't have him out there practicing. You can't risk he's going to get hurt again.
Yeah, he's already under contract. I don't think he's going to lose any money. So I think he'd rather play and showcase his arm and show teams he's healthy. It's not a situation where you would not get on the field because you're worried about losing money. First of all, he's made more money than any player almost ever, except for Aaron Rodgers. So he's fine. I would get out there and toss it around. But can't you see a scenario where he's the backup quarterback, and it's the NFL. The backup quarterback often gets play. Michael Penix has two arthritic knees at 24. I think this is a perfectly fine fit. If I looked around the team, who needs a better backup quarterback than Atlanta? There's only a few teams.
I think Indianapolis. I'm actually surprised.
Quarterbacks that are already making. They have a number four pick and a $14 million a year quarterback.
Yeah, and the number four overall pick is hurt now, and we don't know if what's going to happen with Anthony Richardson. This could just go down as one of the great draft busts. I mean, he has all this tantalizing potential, but you know, you said it before, he can complete a 40-yard pass, but can't complete a 4-yard pass. What would you, you know, and can you, yeah, can you teach that? I don't know. There's something that's obviously the issue is he needs reps and he's not getting them because he keeps getting hurt. And then Daniel Jones, a $14 million quarterback who also has a history of getting hurt all the time. So,
but you got to get those guys on the field. I mean, you have to. You just paid Daniel Jones a lot of money. You can't just not play and bring in Cousins, and you can't have a $15 million a year third string quarterback. So,
well, are you trying to save your job? Are you trying to go down with the ship? Or what's the real...
Oh, no, you have to do what's right for the team. You have to play Anthony Richardson this year. Like, you can't...
What if he's not healthy? Put him out there anyway.
I don't think there's any indication he's going to miss the whole season.
I think he comes back, you're just waiting for the next injury, is how I would be feeling. 888-710-4, I said yes.
He just turned 23. He's younger than, I think, younger than Shador. He's probably definitely younger than Cam Ward. Like, you got to give this guy a chance. They have to use this as a tryout year. I don't care if you're coaching for your job. If he's healthy, he's out there. Otherwise, what's the point?
We're looking at other vulnerable quarterback rooms around the NFL. Miami is another one that comes to mind. Obviously, they're paying Tua a lot of money,
yeah,
but Tua's
that would be impossible.
Not, you know, been healthy enough in his own right.
They can't imagine having an $85 million a year quarterback room with Tua Tagovailoa and Kirk Cousins.
Listen, you're trying to coach for your job. You got to do something crazy.
I don't know how the money would work out because that's part of the trade negotiation, but that could end up being by far the most expensive quarterback room in the league. And what do you have? Do you have that much there?
Well, you have maybe a shot at making the playoffs, and that's and maybe winning a playoff game, and that would be better than anything Miami's done in 25 years.
Yeah, I would almost rather go the tank route than kill my cap for the next 5 years to have two brittle quarterbacks. One's coming off an Achilles. Kirk's coming off an Achilles. Let's not forget that. Keep him in Atlanta, Meg. What's wrong with the solution? He's Kirk Cousins. What's he going to do? Is he going to be a pain in the neck in the locker room? Is he going to not pick up guys in his minivan? Like, what is the downside here?
You got to walk. You know, I'll tell you what. I think that it's got a lot uglier, I think, behind the scenes than, you know, Kirk kind of puts on. Maybe he doesn't put it on. Maybe that's the real him. This sort of like, oh, shucks, I'm just so happy and excited to be here. That's not exactly how this went down. He was ticked off at the draft. And I think some people understood. Some people thought he was being a diva. You know, they signed you a $100 million deal, and then they fell in love with Michael Penix, and he didn't handle it that great. He got really in his feelings about it. And then I think the fan base was kind of upset that he didn't tell anybody that he was hurt. And so he's out there, and he's playing like crap. And nobody's really understanding why. And then he gets benched and gets kind of, you know, ticked off about it. And then he's like, well, actually, I was hurt the whole time. I don't know. Is that really comporting yourself in a great way as you're supposed to be the face of the franchise as the quarterback?
He's a backup quarterback.
Well, not at that point. At that point, well, he's the starter.
I mean, right. But I generally, like, it doesn't matter. I don't think Kirk's a big... I think the real problem is, do the Atlanta Falcons know what they're doing? And I think the early... I mean, that trade in the back of the first round for James Pierce Jr. was shocking to the NFL. They traded next year's first round pick to get up to 27 to draft a defensive end that obviously was quite polarizing in the draft process. So I don't know that Terry Fontenot, the GM, has a clue, to be honest. And I don't even think that's a hot take. Like, they do not have good evidence that they know how to team build.
So, Terry Fontenot, probably not landing as a sports god in the city of Atlanta. And that's where we get to the Mount Olympus.
It's time to feast your ears on Maggie and Perloff's Mount Olympus.
Four sports gods of all the great sports cities in this country. Yesterday was Los Angeles. That was a doozy. I still feel like a puncher that was like knocked out from that conversation yesterday. That was really hard. Atlanta, I thought, was also very challenging.
Yeah. You know,
Atlanta got to get to peg Pearl as like not this great sports city.
Like,
I think that's unfair. There are so many possible sports gods. Curious who you went with.
Yeah. Well, actually, why don't you get us started? Okay. Because I've been taking the first stab. Why did you give us your four, Maggie?
Fantastic. I love my Mount Olympus here, so I hope you guys do too. First up on my list,
let the poll decide that.
No. It's Dominique. Dominique Wilkins, statue. I know he didn't win. To me, there's going to be actually a few gods on this Mount Olympus of Atlanta who did not win, and I don't think that takes them down any pegs. I don't. Dominique is still the face of basketball in Atlanta. That's not ISO Joe Jesus. It's not Trae Young. It's still Dominique. He still does the games. He's such a huge fixture. He participated in some of the greatest games in the history of the NBA, Hawks versus Celtics. I mean, all-time games and obviously dunk competitions. Dominique is a sports god in Atlanta. My second sports god is Michael Vick. 6 years, actually, for Vick. Number one overall pick. I think Michael Vick, even more than Matt Ryan, who is not on my list of sports gods. I know Matt Ryan won an MVP, and I know that he went to the Super Bowl. And had he won that Super Bowl, maybe we're having a different conversation. He lost it in a way that is still devastating for Falcons fans. You just don't recover from choking away the biggest lead ever in a Super Bowl.
Why is Matt Ryan taking shrapnel here? What did he do?
Well, I'm just saying Michael Vick, despite not getting to a Super Bowl. And by the way, Michael Vick, I looked up his playoff record, 2-4. Like, it's not a great postseason track record. I still think he's a sports god. Lefty, got a black quarterback in Atlanta. What that means to the community, I think Michael Vick continues to be a sports god. My third sports
I mean, to have a left-handed quarterback in Atlanta, it's a big deal for the left-handed community in Atlanta, too.
They're underserved, and I want to make sure they got a shout-out, the left-handed community. A lot of Braves to pick. It's painful as a Mets fan, too, because I got a lot of nightmare fuel from the Atlanta Braves.
How come?
Past, present, and likely future. Greg Maddux emerges as a sports god in Atlanta because, Pearl, people like to lump together, oh, it was Maddux, Glavine, and Smoltz. It was Maddux. He's got the four Cy Youngs. I know he doesn't have the versatility of Smoltz, and I understand that Glavine is, I think, maybe a bigger picture in the community right now. Maddux was the magician. He was the one you could not figure out how he did it. Threw a complete game in the World Series when they won in 95. Maddux, to me, always the pecking order of those three guys to me was Maddux, Glavine, Smoltz. They're all Hall of Famers. Maddux, to me, top of the mountain. He gets us the sports god of Atlanta for the Braves. And then finally, I'm going with Deion. Because think about Deion Sanders in Atlanta. Playing for the Falcons and the Braves at the same time. It doesn't get more entrenched than that. You're a two-sport athlete in the same city. Now, Deion wasn't there for a long time, right, on either team. And obviously, Deion Cowboys and San Francisco, and he was a mercenary a little bit. But his impact in Atlanta and playing both of those sports is something that will never be replicated ever again. And he earns a spot as a sports god in the city of Atlanta. So, again, I've got Dominique Wilkins, Michael Vick, Greg Maddux, and Deion Sanders.
And let's not forget Shiloh.
Shiloh may make the list in 2050.
Okay. You got some right and you got some wrong. And I, by the way, Smoltz postseason records, let's not forget that. Yeah. But let's not forget Shiloh. Okay. I agree on Dominique Wilkins. As a young Andrew Perloff used to reenact his dunk contest moves all the time and on the little rim that you jammed into the door. Did you guys have those?
Of course. Yeah. Come on.
I was a gigantic Neek fan, and you know, to me, winning the slam dunk contest is right there with the NBA championship back in the day. So Neek, obvious. Okay. And then I also agreed with you on Michael Vick.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you'd be a Matt Ryan guy because he's from Philly or whatever.
Well, Matt Ryan was great, but a bit of a system guy. And Matt Ryan, if he'd won that Super Bowl, I would have given it to Matt Ryan. The other thing, I couldn't decide between Julio Jones, who's one of my favorite players of all time, and Matt Ryan. Julio Jones, obviously a better player, surefire Hall of Famer. Matt Ryan, borderline Hall of Famer. I think he might make it in. But so I honestly couldn't decide. I'm like, you know what? Let's just go Vic. Actually, EJ helped me out with that one. We were going through the list yesterday. I'm using EJ as a cheat code.
You're getting EJ as a cheat code?
Sorry. I said that at the beginning, that we can use EJ as a sounding board. And you ignored me.
No.
Okay. Okay. Then my
just
third
doing
pick.
Some consulting. No, nothing serious.
Yeah. How much are you charging an hour?
Should
be a lot more than you are.
I went with Hank Aaron.
Jordan Hudson. He's winning all the time too.
Jordan Hudson rates.
Yeah. Oh Jesus. I went with Hank Aaron because I respect baseball history, unlike you. And he did hit the record home run. And Craig Sager was there. And Tom House caught it in the outfield. And he did play many, many years in Atlanta. So it was tough. I understand what you're saying. Great argument that he did a lot in Milwaukee, too. By the way, I wanted to put Warren Spahn, one of the great all-time Braves. Apparently, he never made it to Atlanta. Had to look that one up.
Yeah.
He was in Milwaukee, but he was an all-time, also one of the greatest hitting pitchers of all time. So I went with Hank Aaron. And then this was my debate. I was looking at Maddux, but I went with Chipper Jones because I feel like he's a bit of a more iconic Brave. Maddux won a Cy Young in Chicago, played on a bunch of teams. Smoltz and Glavine got lost in the shadow of Maddux. I agree with that, although Smoltz's postseason was incredible. Glavine's postseason was incredible. I think Chipper stood alone. And actually, interesting stat, Chipper had the highest war of all four of those players. Chipper was an incredible player. Chipper killed my team. I don't know if he killed yours, too. I assume he did.
Yeah.
Chipper Jones, to me, feels like a more Mount Olympus sports god Brave. For some reason, I think of that era of the Braves. The pitchers are all one group, and then there's Chipper and then Andrew, too. I'm a big Andrew Jones fan, but Chipper, to me, got the cut. I did look at Maddux, obviously, and I also did consider Deion, except that I watched this documentary on Deion Sanders the day that he played on both teams. It was the most disappointing documentary ever because he played a football game against Miami, then he went to the playoff game, and they didn't even put him in the lineup because they were mad at him because he played the football game. So he almost made football history and baseball history, but did not. So Deion just wasn't there long enough for me.
Okay. Run. So say him again. You had Neek, you had Michael Vick.
Hank Aaron and Chipper Jones.
Okay. You wonder to Chipper Jones, did he destroy my team? He named his daughter Shea.
Why is that?
After Shea Stadium.
Oh!
Where he had a lot of success. So yes, Chipper Jones, rent-free, right in my nightmares.
He's Larry to me, Maggie.
I got to tell you, I looked at Trey Young just to annoy you guys, the Knicks fans on the other side of the glass.
Do you want to win?
Trey Young, by the way, is one of those guys whose reputation, like, and his aura is way bigger than he was as a player. Like, I know he does not belong on this list, but I feel like he's a big deal in Atlanta because he's Trey Young.
So the one person who I think you and I did good lists here. Now you can weigh in at 888-710-4ISN for sports gods in the city of Atlanta. One person, or there were two, a very, very different type of people. One that I was. This is hard, right? Because we talk about college. And when a college is not exactly in the city that we're doing, mm-hmm. how do we handle that, right? We ran into this and we did Portland, Oregon, and having Eugene and having Corvallis and with Oregon State.
Which Georgia State player did you throw in here?
Well, how about a little someone, Manny, even you may have heard of, even though you weren't alive when he was playing, which is Herschel Walker, who won the Heisman for Georgia in Athens, Georgia, which is about an hour and a half away.
I've heard of him.
So I think Herschel Walker is still a sports god. But again, we're not doing the state of Georgia. We're doing the city of Atlanta. And I think you and I took that kind of very, very literally this time.
Yeah, I feel weird to put Dominique Wilkins, Hank Aaron, Chipper Jones, Michael Vick, and Herschel Walker. But that just doesn't feel right to me for some reason.
Really? Because I think it would fit, though.
But obviously he's a big deal in Georgia. I don't know. It just didn't quite feel right to me.
The other person who I did give a lot of consideration to is Ted Turner. And Ted Turner owning multiple sports teams in Atlanta. Now, people think of Ted Turner, I think, mostly about CNN and creating cable news. And thanks for that, Ted.
Didn't he date somebody very famous as well?
Jane Fonda.
Ah, yes.
They were married.
Yeah.
Huge wrestling guy, too.
Mm-hmm. And Ted Turner, visionary, may rest in peace, visionary and a huge sports figure in Atlanta. I had George Steinbrenner when we did New York. Ted Turner was also a character, but not like Steinbrenner and not the villain who was like.
Oh,
Turner
yeah. Was, no, I wouldn't. I would say he
really?
Villain to a lot of people.
Well, I think it's more he was more like a.
Ted Turner is very, very polarizing.
No, but Steinbrenner was like a bully.
Ted Turner was a bully in like real realms, not just sports.
Mm. Well, I think people more associate him with CNN, with cable news, maybe even more than sports. Even though there's a reason why I think a lot of people in this country are Braves fans, because when you couldn't watch out-of-market baseball games, mm-hmm. here were the Atlanta Braves. I know also the White Sox, right? We're also on WGN. But the Braves out there on TNT...
I got the Cubs as a kid.
The Cubs. Maybe it was the Cubs.
I got the Braves and the Cubs, not the White Sox.
Yeah, maybe not the White Sox.
It was the Cubs.
But, WGN, pardon.
You know, I don't know if the Braves really took off. My favorite was...
I think they did.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, the Braves, show me the metrics.
No, I think in the 90s. I think the Braves were...
In TNT?
I think it was because this is what you got.
I feel like the Yankees blew them out of the water in the 90s.
It's the Yankees, but I mean, the Braves had a lot of fans because of that. That TBS deal.
I know a lot of people saw them, but the Cubs also. The Cubs were on national TV too, and I don't know that
the Cubs were awful during that time.
Yeah,
the Braves had
Braves were really good.
And they have one World Series to show for it, which would have been like the all time unrealized potential if that team had never won a World Series, but they did. Okay, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476.
Where does Jeff Teague rank among these men
as far as podcasters?
Best podcaster.
These four sports gods of Atlanta.
Harold Antich.
Big Friendly is in California. Friendly, you have a completely different four than me and Perloff. Go ahead.
Good morning, Magsy Malone, EJ the EP, 411, Manny De Niro, and Daddy Cool. Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. No hockey players this morning.
No Teemu Selanne?
Hey,
it was
the
a good
Finnish
pick.
Flash was the man. The Finnish Flash was the man.
Ilya Kovalchuk.
You know who played for the Atlanta Flames? The guy, Mike Arruzzioni, I think, played there.
Oh, 1980 hero?
Yeah, I think. I got to check that.
Okay,
they also were the Thrashers, by the way, not the Flames.
The Flames. Well, they moved to Calgary and then became the Flames. I digress.
Okay, Big Friendly, who's on your Mount Olympus of Atlanta?
Okay, here we go. Bobby Jones, mm-hmm. Gwen Torres, Coco Gauff, and Jerry Glanville.
Whew. I like it. Bobby Jones, I also saw, obviously, the godfather of the Masters.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the former 76ers Sixth Man of the Year award winner.
No.
That's what I thought you were talking about, too.
No, I knew who you were talking about.
No, the golf legend.
I actually did not know Coco Gauff was from Atlanta.
I didn't
either.
That's
news to me.
And she is a big part of my drought buster, slump busters argument, considering she was the first American woman to win a French Open singles title in 10 years.
You didn't even realize until I brought it up to you.
Nope.
I digress.
And I was surprised you waited even as long as you did. And Glenn Torres and Jerry Glanville.
No.
You'd really put Glanville over any of the players for the Falcons?
Okay, real quick. Jerry Glanville, when he came to Atlanta, he changed their uniforms to that all-black silk slick look. He let MC Hammer and all them be part of the Too Legit to Quit movement. And he has the greatest coach soundbite in history. This is not college. This is not a homecoming game. This is the NFL. Stands for not for long. When you make BS calls like that, I'll be selling groceries. Come on now. It's no better than JG. Come on now.
All black, I agree. First of all, I'll tell you, there's one better big friendly. That was Buddy Ryan.
Bobby
but the
Cox.
Two of them. The two of
Buddy, yeah.
Buddy Ryan and Jerry Glanville, the two greatest coach characters of all time. I'll give you that.
Yeah, and this is the thing, like I said yesterday, about there's going to be more left off than left on. And Jerry Glanville may not be a great in Atlanta, but he's the reason why I had that Deion Sanders Bird of Prey poster in my bedroom.
Thank you
for taking my call.
Friendly, thank you, sir. Yeah, those was that the Costakos brothers who did all those famous sports posters? Quickly, Mike's in Syracuse. Mike, you also thought Bobby Jones deserved to be a sports god in Atlanta.
I did. And I'm hoping that you talk to somebody from Atlanta, and I'm hoping that they're older like me. Because I also got another couple names. I definitely wanted to put Neek on.
Yeah.
Neek definitely deserves, you know, when you look at a Hawks uniform, if it's not number 21 and if it's not Dominique, then I don't know who it is. Maybe Spud Webb if it's a size extra small. But when it came to the Braves, you know, all those Maddox, Glavine, Schmaltz, Chipper Jones, his brother Andrew Jones,
Smoltz.
They all meld into one. So I took a step back further, because whenever I saw the All-Star game, there was only one guy that was representing Atlanta for all those years. That was Dale Murphy.
Yeah. No, definitely legend, of course.
But is it Mount Olympus reserved for Hall of Famers?
He should have been.
I know. I love getting people riled up about Dale Murphy not being in the Hall of Fame. Former Philly, by
but
the way.
My fourth is probably why EJ let me on. There's a racetrack there called the Atlanta Motor Speedway. And just north of Atlanta is a small little sleepy town called Dawsonville.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hometown of the million-dollar Bill, Awesome Bill from Dawsonville. So if you're in the Southeast and you're not talking motorsports, I don't know who's a sports god.
Mike, thank you. Bill Elliott, of course, it's a great call. I can guarantee that's not why EJ let the call through. If EJ had heard of Bill Elliott, do you know who he is?
Absolutely. You guys don't understand. I got a little NASCAR bag. I was playing NASCAR Thunder 2004 on a GameCube, and Bill Elliott was the guy.
Okay, I stand corrected. We call Bill Manny Elliott, many tires around.
Ryan Newman. I used to play Ryan Newman a bunch.
Oh, yeah. I've interviewed him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know a little bit.
All right. Well, I stand corrected. EJ, big NASCAR guy. You definitely racing and in the South, without a doubt. North Carolina, obviously, if when we do that, well, racing will come into play as well. Quickly, want to get... we got to take a quick break. I see you guys on the phones.
Mm-hmm.
Let us take a break. You're asking, are we talking to somebody from Atlanta who can lend some expertise? Yes, we absolutely are. He's not old. Like, he's not old. It's Carl Dukes. Put him up. Put up your Dukes. We love Carl. Does afternoons in Atlanta and is one of our great, great friends. So he's going to come on and tell us what we got right, what we got wrong. That will happen in about an hour. See you guys on the phones. The four sports gods of the city of Atlanta. Let us know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. By the way, I got that read right. You're making fun of me because I messed up a read the other day. You guys love to make fun of little mistakes more than any group of people I've ever met. And my favorite is that I remember, like, catalog them when you correct me and you're wrong, like Bogus did with the overtime hockey yesterday.
Oh.
All receipts up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is the sign that you spend a lot of time with people.
Yeah. I think, like, you all have coworkers who are mistake correctors. It's a fine line. People seem to love to make fun of me for mistakes. Not just you guys on Twitter. I have a lot of critics,
a lot of police out
a lot of police. But anyway, I was just going to mention that because I was watching hockey last night and my chest was out. I'm like, I am the hockey expert on the Maggie and Perloff Show. And I know because Bogues takes that so seriously. I had actually, how I knew that they went to overtime because he had told me like 5 times.
But I told everyone for like 18 times that game one went to overtime.
Do you want to enlighten us with anything from last night that you want to specifically say? A lot of fights?
Oh, so last night, by the way, I just don't think the series is over. I do think that the Oilers-Panthers series, 2-1 now, I think you are watching this very closely because of your drought busters take of the year.
Yeah.
I saw a stat on ESPN that they've won their last 3 series, the Oilers, that they're down 2-1. What? Did you say that too?
He was going to do the update.
I'm just going to leave.
Don't leave.
Wait, did I miss that? You said that earlier?
No, it was the top of the script. Literally the top of my script that was supposed to be read at 7:30 that didn't because I brought up Sydney Sweeney's bath water soap.
Fair substitution.
And now you beat me to it. So never mind.
I mean, what's a bigger water cooler conversation? The fact that the Oilers have started 0-2 in the series, or Sydney Sweeney selling parts of her bathwater? What do you think is getting talked about more today in America?
2-1, Maggie.
Sorry, 2-1.
Yeah. Yes, as I correct her. But that being said, Maggie, you came in way too down this morning. You were in the dubs.
Well, I was like, yeah, I think one of the biggest stories in sports, if not the biggest story, is whether Connor McDavid's going to win a Stanley Cup. And the fact is, they didn't look good last night.
Right.
Can we hear the brawls? Because this is how frustrated the Oilers were, because they were getting smacked around.
Yeah, sure.
Got a penalty. Frederick just cross-checked Bennett. Broke his stick, and now Bennett's going to get even. That was Greer and Nurse. You're just going to start seeing 10-minute misconducts getting handed out.
It was a full-on brawl. I mean, I don't know how guys even have energy to fight at this point.
Well, young Sophia had all the energy to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear from Sophia, the young Panther fan who's out for blood, apparently.
Sophia, what is your favorite part of Panthers game?
The fighting.
The fighting. Okay, so now I have to ask you, now that it has become the big story from this game, what did you think about the fighting, especially in that third period?
It was really good, and I really liked how they punched each other a lot.
Now, did you feel like the Panthers won the fight in addition to the game?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So do you want to be our Local 10 fighting hockey expert?
Yes.
I need to see something bloody.
Like, did this happen in a Sabres game in 91 with you? Like,
I love Rob Ray.
Future Florida woman right there. I love how they punch each other in the face. There's a proud dad off camera.
I have no
sympathy for men.
Elbow Kyle Filipowski.
Well, kind of my point was, though, Maggie came in this morning. There is nothing that disgusts you more as a sports fan than getting out-toughed in a game, that a must-win game. Like that, Bill fan in you?
I didn't like the effort last night from
Not like to see the team you're rooting for get out-toughed. That kind of hurt.
I mean, it's the Stanley Cup Final. What are we doing here? You lost in 7 games last year. You got to get your heads out of your rear ends.
Could that have been a young Maggie wearing Bill's colors?
I said that, actually, after they lost to the Giants. Okay, we are doing the Mount Rushmore of the four sports gods of Atlanta. You guys want to bring up all the times the Bills failed? Yeah, I'm going to think about alcohol. Some things I don't
remember
saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present Maggie Gray.
Some things I don't remember saying, that one I do. We'll get back to the Atlanta sports gods in a minute. Andrew Bogut has a very important headlines for us with very important statistics about the Oilers.
Pearl took all my good material, so here we go, guys. This is what I got for you. 6-1, Caitlin Clark, 5-4, 8-4, 10-8. Back to you.
Oh, you can't protest.
I'm not.
Do you know where Coco Gauff's from?
Apparently Caitlin. From Atlanta. the good news is, as Perloff has already shared, the last 3 times the Oilers have been down 2-1 in a series, they've recovered to win that series. They're down 2-1 after losing last night 6-1 in Florida. And speaking of their lack of effort, here's Connor McDavid, Maggie, telling you,
McJesus,
the good effort is coming eventually.
I don't think our best has shown up all series long, but it's coming.
Yeah. Oh, better come by Thursday. That's game 4.
I can already tell Maggie didn't like that quote.
I was like, are you knocking over a soda machine or what? Yeah. You know, you can say whatever you need to the media, but we know what he's like behind the scenes, because some of that video came out that he's actually like a real hard ass, which I really respect and love. There's more on the line for him than any of these guys.
I'm the captain.
I'm sorry, not to bring it back to Maggie, but I love that you think you're a nice person and you're a total savage.
Savage.
For the record, you're a savage.
I think I'm nice?
Well, sometimes you think you're relatively nice. Then we play a soundbite of you on the show. You're like, that was me? I'm like, yeah, that was you.
There's 2 things about me. One, I don't know where the line is, and the casual use of the dump button is very much aware of that. Or EJ's aware of that. And I don't know where the line is, and I don't know if I'm a good person. Big butts matter.
Yeah. I agree
don't know if I'm a good person.
No.
A heavy sentence.
I think I'm good to you guys. I think I'm a good friend.
By the way, you're easily the best person in this room.
Am I a good sports fan?
Has like something going on at home, Maggie's the most empathetic, I would say.
Why are you guys such nerds?
But she does root for violence.
Oh, yeah. That's a Western New Yorker. What do you expect?
The winters are long, they're cold, and they're
dark,
and they're gray, and they're depressing.
Yeah. She was raised in a lab to be like this. Yeah. Well, she has no choice.
EJ, what's the line from Bane?
Yes. You merely adopted the darkness. I was molded by it, raised by it.
born.
I didn't see any light until I was a man.
Lightning.
Now, Peter Schwartz is a dog. Sorry, guys.
Is your ally.
Mm-hmm. I was born into the darkness. Literally, there's no sun where I'm from. Most cloudy days in America.
Give a little love into your body, Macarena.
Back to you, folks.
Caitlin Clark remains out with her quad strain. Tonight will be the fifth game she misses, but the Fever said yesterday Clark is ramping up her on-court activity. She is taking part in some portions of practice now,
Mandy
but her
P.
actual return date remains unclear.
Sorry, one quick thing. Peter Schwartz did the other day on Twitter, who sometimes does updates, did a ask me anything. He goes, I have 20 minutes to kill. Ask me anything. Like two random questions.
That's not my fault.
By the way, how do you know? Because I've seen that other people, and I'm wondering, like, is anyone going to ask them anything? When do you know you're in the safe space to do that, and you're going to get a legitimate number of questions?
Pico de Goyo.
Now I got to know what the question is.
Because I don't think I'd get any, and I've never done it because I have no trust in anyone asking me something in those situations.
I thought
situation.
You had to be famous to do it. Ask me anything.
You would definitely get questions.
I don't think so.
Yeah, my girth is rather large.
Bogues, yeah.
How large? Is that the question? Is that the first obvious one?
Takiya.
I've never had the confidence to do an ask me anything.
But you'd get answers. You'd get questions.
You'd get tons of questions.
Yeah, they'd all be about like Dan Patrick Show.
Yeah,
and
Sandler.
Your mouth to God's lips.
I always get, why'd you leave the Dan Patrick Show? I'm like,
why
have you
did
seen
you leave, by the way? Now that we're on it.
Everyone knows. It's on the record all over the place. The commute was too long.
That's how we got him, guys. Eagle landed.
Bro, what are you doing here?
Was a hell of a commute for you.
Well, then congestion pricing came to New York City, and then
backfired.
No, are you kidding me? Maggie Gray calls. You answer that call,
or she'll stab you.
Yeah. I was afraid not to come.
She hasn't seen sunlight in 10 years.
Yeah.
By the way, you think I had a choice?
Right. It's like, more of a demand. We're doing a radio show.
Yeah.
I know. When I show up with a weapon, it's kind of hard to say goodbye. Yeah.
Andrew, my old friend, do you want to come join me for a radio show?
Ignore that. I have a baseball bat in my hand.
Oh, I hate Kathy Hochul. Inside joke.
Speaking of baseball, there were 9 games on the schedule last night. 5 of them needed more than 9 innings.
I'd like to see his splits.
In St. Louis, the Cardinals were down 3-0 entering the bottom of the 8th. They scored 4 times, only to give up the tying run top 9 and then lose in 10.
It's 1-1. Swing and a fly ball deep left field, going back Nootbaar. It's over his head and off the base of the wall. Barger had to wait. He'll come around third and in to score. Kirk into second with an RBI double. It's 5-4 Blue Jays.
And that would be the final over the Cards. Alejandro Kirk's RBI double, his 4th hit of the night.
Big win for the Mexicans.
Arizona dumps Seattle in 11-8-4 on Josh Naylor's grand slam. And the Rays outlasted the Red Sox 10-8 and 11 at Fenway. The tie-breaking run courtesy of a bases-loaded walk.
If you haven't seen Josh Naylor's grand slam, go watch it. He tanked that.
And I think he did another helmetless headbutt, too, afterwards.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. Boston's top prospect, we already mentioned this, Roman Anthony, made his debut last night. 0-for-4, a walk, an RBI, and an error in the outfield.
P-U.
And Formula One announced its 2026 schedule while we were sleeping. Once again, they're at a maximum of 24 races, starting in Australia March 8th. Of significance, the Canadian Grand Prix is now the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend in direct competition with the Indy 500.
Oh.
That is usually Monaco that weekend, but that race is now in early June. Guys, back to you.
One of the funniest questions from Peter Schwartz is, ask me anything. Favorite restaurant on Long Island?
Oh, no.
Shout out the Embassy Diner in Bethpage. I've never been there. I don't know anything about that. Thank you, folks. William is in San Francisco. Been doing the Mount Olympus of the four sports gods from Atlanta. And William, you have a great one. Who is it?
Yes. I know he's not the best person, but I have a couple of them that's just synonymous with Atlanta. Evander Holyfield was my first one.
Yep.
Because he was a good one running down. I never forget the image of him in the Olympics, taking it over to Muhammad Ali.
But the torch, yeah.
Also, I know he's not the best person again, but he's pretty much synonymous with Atlanta. That's Michael Vick. You know, man, you know, when you talk about Atlanta, he might come up. I mean, he might not be on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
But he is pretty synonymous. And when you talk about Atlanta, he might just come up. And They just might say he's one of the worst Atlantans, maybe.
Well, but, he's on both Perloff and I's list. Michael Vick made our Mount Olympus of sports gods in Atlanta. I know that he had the dog fighting. Listen, he paid his dues. He went to prison for it. Thank you for the call. He made amends. He's become a spokesperson for the ASPCA. I mean, I talk about guys living their apology. It feels like Michael Vick has certainly done that. I think he is a sports god in Atlanta. Evander Holyfield is an amazing one.
We screwed that one up.
Yep, we did screw that up.
But I mean, it's not like we had Joe Schmoes on our list.
Right, I mean, Dominique.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd take off Hank Aaron, but I have no problem putting Hank Aaron on any Mount Olympus. I mean, the impact he made on the world of sports is bigger than Evander Holyfield, bigger than anyone in America.
Yeah, for mine, I guess I'd probably have to take off Dion. Now, why I put Dion on, even though he is not just synonymous with Atlanta, a lot of other cities, but playing for two teams in that city at the same time, I mean, it puts you in a different stratosphere.
And let's not forget Shallow.
But Holyfield as the heavyweight champ, and very famously from Atlanta. So that's a miss on our part.
Didn't Brian Jordan both play for two teams?
Yes.
So it's not that rare.
Oh,
Just saying.
Sorry.
Just saying.
Who's correcting people now?
I know. I think I'm sorry,
it was the Algonquin way, Indians that first came up with the concept of a roundhouse.
Just to be clear, I love spotting out others' mistakes too. If you spot it, you got it. I do it too.
I know. Well, you went to an Ivy League school. You can't help it.
Chipotle? Yeah, but I would say I let more go than you guys know.
Now I'll get self-conscious. Okay, we've got a lot more to do with the Atlanta sports gods. As we said, our pal Carl Dukes is going to join us in the next hour. Also coming up, I didn't even think this was back on the table, but apparently it is. A door I thought was long closed has now been cracked back open. We'll get to that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When are they going to worship this guy?
Hey! We got Cy Young winners over here.
Feel bigger?
Yeah.
Chicks dig the long ball.
Mark.
It's Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
Man, Manny, you're pulling these old commercials today. Was that, EJ, you got this one. Was this a promo for
It's Chick Nike. Chick the Long Ball.
No, right. And it was Mark McGwire, and then it was the three Braves pitchers, right?
Oh, yeah. This is the famous Chick did the long ball.
So Nike, right?
Yeah, Nike. Yep. McGwire's hitting these home runs, and they're like, hey, man, we're Cy Young winners. How does nobody want to watch us? And then they get into the gym. They start, like, working out, and then they start hitting home runs in batting practice. And they're getting all strong. Then girl comes by, still is like, hey, you guys see Mark? And they're like, what the hell? We can't do anything, right?
So the reason why we're talking about this is our four sports gods from the city of Atlanta. And I put Greg Maddux, on my Mount Olympus as a sports god. You put Chipper Jones.
Yeah. By the way, it's interesting because Tom Glavine was a really good hockey player, right? And John Smoltz, great hitter and amazing golfer.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting that they probably could hit the long ball. And I think Maddux was a good hitter and the greatest fielding pitcher of all time. Problem with me is those three guys kind of knock each other out.
Yeah, I always thought in my mind, to me, it's Maddux, Glavine, Smoltz. And
well,
I know
it's best pitcher, sure.
Right, right. So that's why for me, Maddux is the one who gets on the Mount Olympus. And the four Cy Youngs, none of the other guys had that many.
But yeah, one was in Chicago, but I believe.
Right. Well, right. I'm just saying, I think that Maddux was always the first name on the marquee. So
right,
he's the one who got the nod. As far as Braves are concerned, the rest of the list, just to round it out, Perloff and I both had Dominique Wilkins and Michael Vick on our Sports Gods of Atlanta. I went with Greg Maddux, and I also went with Deion Sanders.
Yeah, I went Hank Aaron, and I went Chipper, as mentioned before. You know, the thing about Maddux, his personality was not all there. He's a self-proclaimed weirdo. Like Glavine and Smoltz, obviously.
Yeah. Well, Smoltz doing the World Series.
Smoltz
now
is now the lead broadcaster. Glavine's always been a kind of a leader type, where Maddux was just like, you've ever heard the gross Greg Maddux stories? They're unbelievable. But to me, Chipper Jones was the consistent face of that team in many ways and still is. He's still so identified with Atlanta baseball. By the way, if Freddie Freeman had played someday, maybe he stayed.
Yeah.
Maybe someday he could have been in that list. Rafael Acuna, if he could stay healthy, who knows? Did I say Rafael?
Yeah.
You did, and we did not correct.
Yeah. We're not but correcting know, anybody because Perloff said we correct you too much.
I knew. The second I said, I'm like Ronald Acuna. Anyway, who is someone? By the way, the Braves would kill us forever. I feel like Andrew Jones, pretty good Hall of Fame level guy.
Certainly. I don't know if I'd put him as my sports god, though.
Can I tell you guys why I think I'd lean more Maddux than Chipper? And I promise it's not because I hate Larry. When I think Braves, I think pitching. That, to me, is why. It's because they're even to me. They're both super megastars. I say, all right, when I think of the names of Braves, what do I think? Chipper was great, but I'm always going to think pitching.
So staff,
I'm going to do the pitching staff. But it's very close. They're both awesome.
Eli is in Atlanta. Completely disagrees with me on which one, Eli. Go ahead.
Hello. So I would say I think I disagree with keeping Hank Aaron out. Like, I get that he spent a lot of years in Milwaukee, you know, hitting most of those home runs. But, like, Hank had a very important impact on the city, especially, like, in the time in which he played there. Like, his impact was very, like, important from like a cultural and like social standpoint.
Oh, without a doubt. So just to be fair, he was on our Milwaukee Mount Olympus. And I guess, and I understand that the implications of Hank Aaron, the death threats that he got the winter in between when he broke the home run record. Absolutely cultural figure. So who would you have taken off? My Mount Olympus had Michael Vick. It had Dominique, Greg Maddux, and Deion. Who would you have taken off?
It's tough. I think I would have maybe taken Maddux off. It's very tough though. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, also like I think I would. I think one person who probably should be considered, if you want to go with a coach or manager, is Bobby Cox.
Yeah, no doubt. I thought about Bobby Cox. Eli, thank you for the call and for the perspective. You know what's funny about some of the managers from that time? It's just funny.
A lot is funny.
A lot is funny.
The fact that they had to wear uniforms when they really shouldn't have. But
they still do.
Yeah, they still do.
Yeah, but they're trimmer now.
Those guys definitely should not have been. Perloff's 100% right about that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, no one thought that Joe Torre at the end was going to be coming out taking BP.
You guys
didn't
like Cox in uniform?
Jack McKeon, come on.
Tommy Lasorda yesterday. Yeah. And Bobby Cox, by the way.
Yeah, no,
Bobby
Tommy
Cox, when he was 40, looked like he was 70. He just had that look.
No, Lasorda was doing the Slim Fast commercials. Like, those buttons were doing work. May he rest in peace. I understand that. The one thing about those guys and, like, the Tony La Russas and stuff, all these guys, they're in the Hall of Fame. And guys who took steroids during that time are not. Now, I'm not saying that they... It's just like a weird disconnect in my head that the managers at that time got all the flowers and all the love, and the guys who took the steroids are the ones who get reviled and who get into the, you know, who get put in a corner and labeled as cheaters, when the managers profited and benefited from all of that, and they get enough. There's no black marks on their reputations whatsoever, even though they're all kind of complicit. Are they?
There's only one guy who I think that's Tony La Russa, and I think there is a black mark on his record. Bobby Cox.
Not because of that.
I think people associate him with the roid guys,
and not Joe Torre, anyone else, Bobby Cox.
But who's Bobby Cox's big guy?
I'm just saying the 90s. You're having that kind of success. I do think David.
Well,
Justice,
they probably would have won more World Series if. They had more steroid guys. Who is their obvious steroid guy?
Wasn't David Justice on the Mitchell Report? I loved him,
David
by the way.
David Justice.
I'm doing this off the top of my head, but I don't want to disparage anyone.
How did Bobby Cox win with dominant pitching, which is sneaky because a lot of those guys probably did something, but Maddox clearly did not.
No. And he's on my medal.
Yeah,
like
Smoltz and Glavin. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like Bobby Cox would have avoided that a little bit. La Russa, I mean.
Well, obviously, he's there with Mark McGwire, but. I don't know. Anyway.
By the way, you did not have Hank Aaron on. Don't say our Matt Olympus.
I had him on Milwaukee.
Oh, I thought I had him on.
We both had him on.
Oh, we both did?
We did. 888-710-4ISN. Yeah. 888-710-4476. We've got some news for you out of Pittsburgh. You want to hear this, 7P.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.